Connecting the pieces.
My name is Jay Johnson. The man and woman had waited all year for this celebration. They had worked on their new art exhibit day in and day out, and had only just finished a few weeks ago. The clothes that they were going to wear were chosen carefully, as they should be not too hot, not too cold, rugged, but casual at the same time. And oh, don't forget, unique and memorable. Now, getting to the event was an event all in of itself. Whatever they had to carry in, they had to carry out. So lightness and reusability was key. And oh, carting in a week's worth of food and water, in addition to any adult beverages, also had to be taken into consideration. The people you see were on their way to Burning Man, a festival held every year in the deepest, darkest desert of Nevada. That's right. Burning Man is essentially a temporary, alternative utopia, a city of some 70,000 people that's created overnight with streets and toilets and all of the necessary things a person needs to live in the hot desert weather. And then, just a short time later, the city is deconstructed, torn down, with not a trace left behind. Burning Man is a technological neo-hippie party for adults with very strict rules. The idea is that people are able to come together and rewrite the rules of a society that they want to see, celebrating mankind's creativity while also being free to do whatever one wishes. That's right. As Jacobian writes, in principle, the annual Burning Man Festival sounds a bit like a socialist utopia. Bring thousands of people to an empty desert to create an alternative society, ban money and advertisements, and make it a gift economy. Encourage members to bring the necessary ingredients of this new world with them according to their ability. That sounds pretty interesting, right? But some are asking, are there any rules? Well, Jacobian continues by writing, Burning Man is guided by 10 principles, among them the concept of self-reliance. Everyone who attends the event, which is part festival, part music show, and completely dusty, must make their own advance arrangements for food and water. Commerce is strictly prohibited at Black Rock City, aside from ice and coffee, which are sold by the organizers to raise money for local schools. That's right, money is essentially forbidden. But you're probably asking yourself, how does that work? Well, the Irish Times explains this by saying, one of the 10 principles of Burning Man is gifting, not selling or trading, but giving things to people with no expectation for anything in return. That's right, you can walk up to a bar and get a drink if you want one. That's the extent of the decommodification of the festival. However, you're just not there to take, so people come prepared with their own things to offer the festival. Now, in addition to gifting, USA Today notes that this means every attendee is responsible for all of the food and the water they'll need for a week. Event organizers provide outhouses, but not showers. Art is prevalent, with massive structures being built and lasting for only weeks at a time. Business Insider writes, for this year's festival, the artist duo known as Hibokozo is creating a set of three glowing balls. From smallest to largest, they will be called Marvin, Starship, Bistromath, and the Heart of Gold. It continues by noting the two California-based artists, industrial designer Sergey Bialyu and the former Google employee Yelena Filipchuk, launched a Kickstarter campaign to raise funds for the project. After less than 2 weeks, 310 backers had pledged over $33,000 to bring their vision to life. Just think about that for a moment. 310 people agreed to support the artist's dream to create a unique piece of artwork that will only be around for a few weeks. Pretty amazing, right? In fact, the festival culminates in the burning of an effigy of a man as tall as a building, and that is where the party gets its name from, Burning Man. Of course, all the amazingness aside, the bittersweet note here, as Jacobian writes once again, is that capitalists also unironically love Burning Man, and to anyone who has followed the recent history, the idea is that it is all anti-capitalist seems absurd. Last year, for instance, a venture capitalist billionaire threw a $16,000 per head party at the festival. His camp had a hyper-exclusive affair, replete with wristbands and models flown in to keep guests company. That's right. In a place where there's literally no money, somehow the rules are different for the rich and powerful. In fact, Salon writes, the most elaborate camps and spectacles tend to be brought by the rich because they have the time, the money, or both to do so. Wealthier attendees often pay laborers to build and plan their own massive and often exclusive camps. If you scan San Francisco's Craigslist in the month of August, you'll start to see ads for part-time service labor gigs to plump the metaphorical pillows of wealthy burners. The rich also hire Sherpas to guide them around the festival and wait on them at the camp. Now, some burners derogatorily refer to those rich camps as turnkey camps. As the world continues its big wobble with uncertainty around every corner, like Turkey formally invading Syria, Hillary Clinton's mysterious health concerns becoming more mainstream, Trump's apparent flip-flop on earlier statements, and Germany's government telling their citizens to stockpile 10 days of food and water, it's nice to know that some things remain constant. Whatever good the common man will do, the rich will always find a way to corrupt it and twist it for their own benefit. And that, comrades, is comforting. So, what do you think, dear listeners? Are rich people just better people?